NBA Australia. How you going? That's it, man. It's NBA Australia. It's Friday, February 2. I'm your host, James Clements. I'm a writer for Rolling Stone, Junkie, The Brooklyn Game, and, you know, maybe one half of the Dorongos NBA podcast. I'm here in Larry Armour Studios, New York City, New York, repping Australia from the front lines of the NBA for your favorite daily NBA podcast. That's all right, man. And we're here making sure you know all about what's cooking in the NBA. Who's doing what, where they're doing it, why they're doing it, who's doing it better than Lonzo Ball today. And man, we had a good night last night. Holy shit. Rusty Westbrook's fighting fans. Paul George is going bananas. Gary the Dartsman Harris is going shook. Unreal. So we're going to wrap all the games from last night. And there's all the usual dumbassery. Yeah, Nas, better than Lonzo Ball, the unpopular opinion of the day. As we do every day, we check in on every Australian NBA player to see how they're going. And it's Friday. TGIF, am I right?
Am I right, bro? What do you reckon? Yeah, a
couple of knock-offs after work. So we've got our Dickhead of the Week and the new addition to the Luke Longley All-Stars. And we preview every single bloody game for the NBA weekend. All 27 of them. Holy shit. We'll also go through all the extra NBA All-Star announcements. That's the three-point challenge, the skills challenge, the dunk comp in Nas. That'll be fun. And we've also got a Super Bowl pick, because why the fuck not? And we'll finish up with a brand new segment,
Cooking with Bainesy.
Oh, it's a good one. Let's just get to it, damn it. It's NBA Australia. Let's do the damn thing. We'll be back in a second. Whoa! This is Andrew Bogut, and you are listening to NBA Australia.
Watch out for the Shaq attack.
Yeah, you better watch out for the Shaq attack, because it is the daily whip around. As we do every day, we start around with, hey, yo, what's going on in the NBA? Did someone get traded? Oh, shit, yeah, finally, that Nikola Mirotic deal happened yesterday. So much shit went down yesterday, you might have forgotten about this. But Mirotic is now a New Orleans Pelican. Be a Pelican, not a Pelican. Absolute can't. Omer Asik, Jameer Nelson, and Tony Allen, as well as the Pelicans' first-round pick for Nikola Mirotic. Oh, face Mirotic there. He had to get away from the Bulls after he got his face rearranged by fighting around the world Bobby Portis. Holy shit. So we'll talk about this a bit later, but I mean, Chicago get another pick. They have to basically take on their old Mucka Omer Asik's contract. Sure. I mean, why not? This kind of works for both teams. Pelicans, though, at the same time, man, you got to keep a fucking first-round pick at some point, don't you? Jesus. Anyway, let's get to the games. Oh, last night was fun. We had Blake Griffin's debut. Let's talk about that one first, shall we? Pistons 104. They beat the Grizz 102. First game of the Blake Griffin era. And it's a win. I mean, it's handy that they're playing the fucking Grizz. Hey, name the starting five for the Memphis Grizzlies. Oh, Jesus. So Marc Gasol. And then your guess is as good as fucking everyone's. We got Gasol, Dylan Brooks, Jarrell Martin, Wayne O'Seldon, and Andrew fucking Harrison. Gross! Oh, man. Because they've shut down Tyreke Evans because they're trying to trade the bugger. But anyway. So the Grizz, randomly, you know, took it to the Pistons. And Blake looked good, I'll tell you. It's almost like he's a really good basketball player. He had 24 points, 10 rebounds, 5 assists, 2 blocks. Pretty good. Detroit, I think they're going to enjoy having a really good basketball player. And I'm assuming the LA Clippers fans are really going to enjoy that cap flexibility. Sure, get the fuck out of here. How's this though? First Pistons player to have 20 and 10 in their debut since Grant Hill in 1994. And you know what that means.
Man, that's Grant Hill. Grant Hill drinks Sprite.
I've heard that. I don't know if Blake Griffin drinks Sprite, but he probably should. Anyway, Andre Drummond, his new compadre over there. 14 points, 15 rebounds, 3 assists. Out there shredding the pair of them. This was great fun to watch. Andre Drummond, just like new lease on life. He's like, wow, I actually enjoy being in Detroit. Bananas. All the Pistons starters were in double figures, and good on them. You know, they still couldn't pack him into that fucking Detroit arena, though.
That's rough, I'll tell you.
For the Grizz, Marc Gasol had 19 and 14. The rest of this team was a shit show. So there you go. Moving on, Raps go to Washington and lose. Oh my God, the Wiz tried their fucking hardest to lose this one as well. So 122-119. With the Wiz inbounding the ball, they're only up like fucking 2 points at this point. Brad Beal fumbles the ball, Raps get it back, and then Brad Beal fouls them, basically to give them a chance to tie it up. Unfortunately, big booty Kyle Lowry misses one of them, and the Wiz end up winning. Holy shit, Brad Beal could have been just fucking the worst. Instead, you know, ends up sneaking out of this, not looking like a complete fuckhead. Brad Beal, 27 points, 6 rebounds, 6 assists. 16 points, 11 rebounds, and 6 assists for Otto. I like to get Blotto Porter. Nice one. And 8 Wizards players in double figures. It's not bad. Not bad. So they withstand 29 from Big Booty Kyle Lowry and 23 from DeMar DeRozan Kid. So, rough one. And this one actually fucking matters in the old East, because the Wiz have been so shit. And now they've suddenly turned into like random like 3-game win streak without John Wall Wiz, which is bananas. So they're 29 and 22, tied with Miami for fourth in the East. Holy shit. And yeah, Toronto dropped one. So they dropped back from basically being tied in the loss column with Boston. Rough one, I'll tell you, rough one. Still, Brad Beal could have fucked it all up. Anyway, moving on, Bucks at Wolves. Oh, a bit shit for Dele and Thon. Wolves win 108, Bucks 89. This was a fucking laugher from about halftime. Big Cat didn't even know that the Wolves were up 21 at the half, which was pretty fucking funny. He ends up with 24 and 11 on 10 of 13 shooting. His buddy Jimmy Butler, 28 points, 4 rebounds, 6 assists. And how about Dele? Dele over there. Oh yeah, there you go, mate. Yeah, not bad. 25 minutes, 0 points for the Outback Jesus. It's a rough one though. Did have a, you know, second on the team, 5 assists to go with his 2 rebounds, because Brogdon was carried off. The old point guard, backup point guard, I guess, behind Bledsoe, but he has been starting next to him, hasn't he? So, yeah, it's a rough one. Brogdon carried off. That means it's Dele time. Dele doesn't capitalize. Rough one, I'll tell you. 21 for Chris Middleton. 17 points, 15 rebounds, and 6 assists for Greek. Fucking freak, man. That's crazy. We're almost taking him for granted like we do LeBron, where it's like so fucking incredible each night that you're like, oh yeah, that's just what he does, bro. It's just what he does. Yeah, rough. Big enough blowout. Tibbs even put in Shabazz Muhammad at this point. You know, that's how big of a blowout it is if Baz is getting on. Absolute smashing. Wolves needed to do that as well after those shit Hawks and Raps losses. So good job, Wolves. How about Rockets at Spurs? Oh, this was a bit of a laugher as well. 102-91, the Rockets win. It's a tough one. The old Spurs, without Kawhi, they just get a little bit outclassed, and it's just what happens. For the Spurs, 16 and 8 for LaMarcus Aldridge. Patty Mills had a rough one. We'll talk about that in the Australian Player Watch. James Harden follows up his 60-point triple-double with 28 points, 11 assists, and only 2 rebounds. Rough one. Oh. I like that he actually pointed out his teammates are stealing his rebounds too. 15 for Geraldo Green. 14 points, 13 rebounds, and 5 blocks for Clint Capela. Not bad, not bad. So Rockets basically had this one in hand and just kept the Spurs at bay. In San Antonio, it was a rough one. Spurs kept making a couple of little runs here and there. But the Rockets, man, that firepower, even though it drops off like it did a couple of times, they just get back into a groove and it's all she fucking wrote. All right, and then the final game of the night. What a game! Are you kidding? Nugs 127, Thunder 124. Holy shit, what a game. Paul George hits a 3 to tie it with 1.5 seconds left, and then, oh, is that the Dartsman's music? Gary fucking Harris takes an inbound pass, pinpoint inbound pass from the Joker Nikola Jokic, and hits a 3 at the buzzer for the win. Unbelievable stuff by the Dartsman. That's a fucking bullseye right there. Remember, on NBA Australia, we call him the Dartsman because his name is Gary Harris. He should be a darts player, not an NBA player. Anyway, there's a great offensive foul by Wilson Chandler to clean up Jeremy Grant on the play. But doesn't matter. Whatever. Amazing fourth quarter. What a fucking game. This was like a snoozer basically going into the fourth. It's like, ah, oh, fuck, man. Denver up 15 points. There's no chance of Thunder come back. Oh, turns out there is. Fucking A. Paul George goes mental, scored 14 points in the fourth. And just an amazing stretch from about like 6 minutes left in the game where he and Jamal Murray just went back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Rusty threw in a three and a couple of layups there as well. And it was just a fucking rollicking game. Paul George, though, what a stat line. Ends up with 43 points, 5 rebounds, 5 assists, 2 steals. Goes 19 of 26 overall. Unfucking real. He was so hot. It was ridiculous. Rusty Westbrook had 20 points, 21 assists. One shy of his career high. 21 assists. Unbelievable. 9 rebounds. And people are going to argue he was hunting a rebound on that last possession, but I don't know. Fucking pay attention. He was like doubling in the post. Came out. Because it's a fucking tied game, man. He tried to close off a rim runner. No one really expected Gary Harris to drain like a fucking giant triple. And it's pretty funny, really, though. Paul George finally nails a clutch three. He's like one of like 22 overall for his career on stuff like this. Finally hits another one. And then it's rendered completely moot by a fucking dude named Gary Harris. Oh, it's a rough one, I'll tell you. What do you reckon, Stephen A. Smith?
This is horrible. There's no other way to put it.
I'll tell you. The Joker, though, unbelievable. Third triple-double for the season. 29 points, 13 rebounds, 14 assists, including the game winner. That was such a great pass from the inbounds. So fucking badass, man. Gary Harris, the Dartsman, ends up with 25. And Jamal Murray has 33 in this duel and broke poor bloody Stephen Adams's Kiwi ankles. Ah, oh, it was tough. We posted that video up on the old Facey. Go check it out. He went nuclear on the poor Kiwi's legs. Tough one, but what a win. What a night. That was fun as hell. So let's get to the NBA Australia Proof performance of the night.
That's a knife.
This was going to be Blake Griffin with 24 points, 10 rebounds, and 5 assists. And smashing for his new team, which would have been amazing. And I love the idea of him staying healthy and like smashing for the Pistons. So everybody is like, oh yeah, so trading like $170 million contract is really the smart thing to do. Draft picks are much better than an actual good basketball player. Because you got to remember, one of my favorite things I saw this week is the fact that Blake's not even the same age as Charles Barkley when he was traded to the Phoenix Suns. And remember, Chuck took them to a fucking finals and won an MVP after he was traded there. So look, I don't know if Blake's going to do that in fucking Detroit, but it means that, you know, if dudes can stay healthy and they're fucking talented, maybe it's just good having them on your basketball team. Anyway, but the actual that's a knife, it's got to go to that fucking Denver fucking Thunder game. Holy shit, Jokic with his triple-double, Rusty with 21 assists and almost triple-double, Paul George with 43, and then the fucking Dartsman. No, you always get a knife if you have a game-winning three here on NBA Australia. A game-winning three with 1.4 seconds remaining, catch and shoot, nails it, unbelievable. That's a fucking knife, Dartsman.
That's a knife.
That was. Who's old mate, no mates today? Who's got no mates today? I've got two of them. Holy shit. The fucking NBA for screwing over Big Simo Ben Simmons again. Are you fucking hitting me? Unbelievable. Ben Simmons overlooked for the All-Star game again in favor of Goran, the Slovenian Dragic, who, I don't know. I'm just saying that. We'll get to that in Yeah Nas. Look, I'll yell about it a bit more. But anyway, let's do the old, Yeah Nas. That's going to be fun.
Yeah, it's going to be fun on the bun.
Fucking A, I got a lot to yell about in Yeah Nas. How about old mate, no mates? How's that fucking fan who got up in Rusty's grill on the court after that Gary Harris shot? Holy shit. If that had been Bangers or Dally, you know he would have fucking copped the old left, right, good night. Holy shit. What a dipshit though.
Crikey.
Unbelievable. I love Stephen Adams, though, rolling over after Rusty shoved this dipshit out of the road. And Stephen Adams was like, oh, sorry, sir. I need you to step aside, eh? Or else I'll break your fucking head, eh, bro? And the dude was like, oh, fuck, I got to get the fuck out of here. So good shit, Stephen Adams. Good shit, Rusty, for pushing the dipshit. And dipshit for going on the court. Old mate, no mates. That's how it goes. All right, let's get to Better Than Lonzo Ball for today.
Lonzo was the best player in high school. He was the best player in college. You think you're going to get to the pros and be like, I made it to the pros. Now I can be average. Coming for everybody.
This is your daily look into who is better than Lonzo Ball. Last night, it is hashtag better than Lonzo Ball. And look, I got to give this to Jamal Murray, man. He showed off some fucking handles in shredding Steven Adams, but he was so fucking good all game. He ends up with 33 points, shoots 14 of 23, 5 of 8 from 3, has 5 assists and only 1 turnover, and went fucking toe-to-toe with Paul George in the fourth quarter and basically, you know, led the Nuggets, kept the Nuggets alive as the Thunder were fucking streaking back from 15 down. And Jamal was like, all right, guys, come on. Come on, come on, come on, come on. We can do this. And did it. So good job, Jamal Murray. That's your, that's a fucking second year dude out there shredding for 33 points on national TV against Paul George, Rusty Westbrook, and Carmelo Anthony. And broke Steven Adams' ankles in the most brutal display since Genghis Khan was rampaging over Eastern Europe in the 1400s. 1300s? What are you going to do? When Genghis Khan fucked up some shit. So good job, Jamal. That was good. Hopefully Lonzo gets back very soon. Then we got, you know, some actual comparisons. That'd be fun. All right, let's get to it. Let's get to Yeah Nahs right after this one.
G'day. This is Joe Ingles, and you're listening to NBA Straya.
All right, we're back. NBA Straya. It's time for Yeah Nah. We take NBA storylines, decide whether they're more yeah or more nah. We've got an extra special big one today because we've got the All-Star announcements for the three-point dunk and all that sort of stuff. So let's get to it. Let's go back to the Nikola Mirotic trade. Should Nikola Mirotic start next to Anthony Davis in New Orleans? Yeah Nah. Yeah. Fucking A, he should start next to AD. The thing is, you get the Gentry wants to sign Greg Monroe, who just got waived by or bought out by the old Phoenix Suns there. And they're all like, Alvin Gentry's like, hey man, if you come play with us, Greg, you can start. And I think that's pretty fucking dumb, isn't it? Don't you play Nico at the 4 next to AD at the 5 and just go a little bit smaller? I mean, your defense might suffer a little bit, but shit. Watch fucking Gentry sign Monroe and start him as the center next to AD and their spacing goes to shit. Meanwhile, Mirotić is sitting there only playing like 22 minutes a game. God fucking damn it. I would really like to see Mirotić next to AD in the starting lineup. It just makes sense. Fuck. Come on, Gentry. Just let your hounds loose, mate. Anyway, what are you going to do? And Tony Allen, where do you reckon he ends up? Give me OKC. I mean, they've already got the idea of like a fucking defensive hound who can't shoot, so why not just fucking plug Tony Allen into the Andre Robertson spot? What do you reckon? A little bit better than T-Ferg, even though I love him. Anyway, next one, Yeah Nahs with Blake. Will the Pistons make the playoffs? Yeah Nah! Oh, yeah! I reckon. Maybe. I still reckon, I've got a feeling Washington are going to drop off a fucking cliff, so I think the Pistons might just slip in there. They're currently one game back behind the Sixers, and the Wiz are only 4 games ahead of them, so in the 5th spot. It's weird, man. So go the Pistons. I want to see Blake in the East playoffs. That'd be fun as hell. And number 3 now. I'm going to get heated. Did Goran Dragic get added to the All-Star game because he looks so fucking sick in those pics of him in those new Miami Vice uniforms? Yeah, nah. Yeah. Fuck oath that better bit because he looked awesome in those uniforms, but there is no way he should be a fucking All-Star over Ben Simmons. And look, people are like, oh, but the Heat are better. I'm like, I don't give a fuck. You can't put the Miami Heat into the All-Star game. It's for players. Meanwhile, Big Simo is fucking putting up way better numbers than the fucking little Slovenian. Get the fuck out of here. So Simo, he's out there averaging just a lazy 16.6. 7.9 rebounds, 7.3 assists, while Dragic is averaging 0.1 points better per game, and 4.3 assists and 4.4 fucking rebounds. You can't tell me that that is more deserving of a fucking All-Star spot over Big Ben Simmons. I think it's just anti-Australian bias, mate. That's fucked. And I hate this idea of the argument of like, oh, but team success is really important. It's like, it's the fucking All-Star game. What do you want to see? Like Goran Dragic dribble around and like maybe hoist a 3? Or Big Simmons fucking yamming on motherfuckers? Give me the second every day. All right. Extreme fucking do it. Is this the best dunk comp lineup ever? Yeah, nah. Nah, come on. It doesn't have Dominic Wilkins in it. And it needs more star power. So what do we got in the dunk comp this year? We've got Victor Oladipo, Dennis Smith Jr., Aaron Gordon, and Larry Nance Jr. Look, this is going to be fucking great. But as mentioned by our mate Pete over there in Portland, is four enough in the dunk comp? I don't think so. I think we need like six. The format's all fucked up. We need more dunks, a couple more people, and just basically fucking streamline, kick some ass. Just when they fuck up a dunk, that's it, man. You just got to like keep fucking powering through and kick some ass. So I don't know. Between Oladipo, Smith, Dennis Smith, Aaron Gordon, and Larry Nance, though, this is going to be fucking fun as. I just wish the format was better. All right, next year, nah, three-point challenge is a joke without Joe Ingles. Yeah, nah, yeah, fucking oath it is. We're going to talk about this in a second, an unpopular opinion, but we have Devin Booker, Wayne O. Ellington, Paul George, Brad Beal, Klay Thompson, Kyle Big Booty Lowry, defending champion Eric Gordon, and career, 34.8% from three shooter Tobias fucking Harris. Get the fuck out of here. Still, it'll be fun, but god damn it. No jingler. That's some bullshit. I'll talk about this in a bit, but still. Good skills challenge lineup, though. Is this fucking a good one? Yeah, nah. Yeah, it really is. Spencer Dinwiddie, Joel Embiid, Al Horford, Lowry, that's a girl's name, Markkanen, Donovan fucking Mitchell. He's going to win it. Don't worry about that. The ankle breaker himself, jamming Jamal Murray, Lou Will, and the defending champ. That's right.
The Extreme Zinger Meal.
The Extreme Zinger Meal. The Zinger. Yeah, nah, it's pretty good, eh? That's a pretty fucking good skills challenge lineup. I like it. It's all going to be hosted by Mario Lopez, which makes it all better, huh? I guess. Why the fuck not? Anyway, moving right along. Let's get to the unpopular opinion of the day.
Now look at me, please. Look at me.
All right. Fucking Joe Ingles should be in the three-point contest, and it's an outrage that he's not. How he's not in this is a fucking outrage. He's fucking fourth in the NBA, shooting 44.5% from three. And they've put fucking Tobias fucking Harris in there. Noted three-point marksman with a career average of 34.8% from three, Tobias Harris. What the fuck is that? Are you kidding? Get the jingler in there. Look, I know that he's got a giantly slow-mo release. That's why we call him Slow-Mo Joe. But you can't be top five in the fucking NBA on a giant, like, you know, large amount of threes and not be in a three-point contest. If nothing else, it would be very fun to see him do it and see if he can speed up. Ah, mate. That fucking kills me. The NBA. No bloody Australians. That's what it is, isn't it? All right, it's Friday, so let's do Dickhead of the Week. Look, I've already been yelling about the NBA not having Joe Ingles or Ben Simmons. Oh, Jesus. Adam Silver. What are you doing, mate? But this goes to everyone losing their minds over that LeBron to the Warriors bullshit and then anyone who posted about it. Come on, we all know that that was a plant by LeBron and his guys to motivate his teammates and to get the Cavs to go fuck a bananas, trade that next pick and somehow bow to every single one of his wishes. Nothing else. It's just how it is. And if you're pretending otherwise, you're a dickhead. So there you go. Anyone who's thinking that, dickhead of the week. All right, let's get to it. Let's get to the Australian Player Watch right after this one.
Oi, 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 it's old mate Dally over here. That's right, Matty Dellavedova. And you're listening to NBA Straya.
Yeah, fuck, if you are, and it's time for the Australian Player Watcher on NBA Straya. Ben Simmons, he plays the Heat on Friday, the Pacers on Saturday, back-to-backs. Should be all-star Ben Simmons, I'll tell you that much. Patty Mills played the Houston Rockets last night. He only had 4 points. Oh, it was a rough one for Patty, this one. 4 points, 2 of 8 shooting. 0 of 6 from three. Great hair, though. I mean, it's looking good, Patty. 2 rebounds, 2 assists. He plays Jinglin' Joe in the Jazz on Saturday. Nice one. That'll be fun. Aussie on Aussie violence. Speaking of Joe Ingles, he's got the Suns tonight, Friday, and the Spurs on Saturday, back-to-back for the Jingler. Should be, you know, fucking three-point champion Jinglin' Joe Ingles. Anti-Australian bias, mate. It's everywhere. Matty Dellavedova, the Outback Jesus, the point god. King Deli of Maribara, first of his name, sinker of tins. Played the Wolves last night, 25 minutes, 0 points, 0 of 2 field goals. But, you know, he led from the front, mate. 5 assists, second highest on the team behind the Greek Freak. 2 rebounds, 1 turnover. Not bad from Deli, but you'd like to see a little bit more dropping bombs from the outside. Knicks on Friday, tonight he plays, and then the Nets on Sunday. Going to try to go to that, what do you reckon? How about Thonsong against the Wolves last night? Thon, 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 thon. Played the Wolves, 13 minutes. Ooh, another rough one. Rough night for the Australians. 1 of 7 from the field. 1 of 4 from 3 for a thon. Jesus. So he ends up with 4 points, 2 rebounds, and that's it to go with 3 fouls. So as mentioned, the Bucks have the Knicks tonight, Friday, and then the Nets on Sunday, which I'm going to try to go to. Bangers Baines, he's got 3 straight games at home. He's got the Hawks tonight and Blazers on Sunday. And he's still second basically in the best individual defensive rating in the league. On your Bangers. Celtics are 27-11 when Bangers starts as well. Andrew Bogut, sitting on the couch fucking about on Twitter. Pretty good. You're an inspiration, Bogey. How about the daily question? Yo, is Dante Exum still hurt? Yep, but coming back after the All-Star break and the final part of Australian Player Watch, Kyrie. How's he doing? He sat out the other night against the Knicks. Didn't matter. Terry Rose had a triple-double in his spot. So in Kyrie's career starts, 427 of them. He has 1 triple-double. Terry Rose, 1 career start, 1 triple-double. Oh, shit. Hashtag free Terry. What do you reckon? All right, so it's Friday. Let's add to the Luke Longley All-Stars of awesome role-playing dudes who smashed for champion teams, bro. Oh, let's give it to Los Angeles Lakers legend, Mark Mad Dog Madsen. Oh, Mad Dog, just hanging out with Shaq and Kobe like a legend. Got 2 titles. He played a total of 3 minutes in the 2001 finals as well. I love it. In 2 games. Unbelievable. 50 minutes total in that playoff run as well. He scored a total of 5 points and like corralled 10 total rebounds the entire playoff run. But you know what he did? It was his dancing that propelled them to that second title of that three-peat and then another to close it out. So he went on to have the 2 titles in LA and then went on to play for the Wolves for like 6 years and get paid. On you, Mark Madsen. That's fucking great. So Mark Madsen, career average is 2.2 points, 2.6 rebounds, 0.4 assists. He's now hanging out with Luke Walton as an assistant coach for his old muckers on the Lakers, but he is the perfect addition to the Luke Longley All-Stars. He knew how to inspire his teammates on the sideline, got his dancing, and those fucking like championship parades in LA, not complete without a bit of mad dogging. Love it. Welcome to Luke Longley All-Stars, Mark Mad Dog Madsen. All right, let's get to the game previews right after this.
Oh, kia ora, Bruce. This is Stephen Adams, Brew. And you're listening to NBA Street, Cheer, Brew.
All right, let's do it. So we have the Patty Mills game day baller inspiration, but there's nothing to add to yesterday's, which was game day baller game day versus Houston, hashtag Ghost Bears Go. Didn't go far enough, Patty. Didn't go far enough. So let's get to
the game previews. Game previews
for the entire NBA weekend. Let's do the damn thing, should we? Shit, yeah. So Friday, we've got 12 games. We've got Pacers at Hornets. Ugh.
Victor Oladipo
versus fuck Dwight Howard. Tasty. Do you reckon the Pacers get a look at Kemba before they trade for your mans? What do you reckon? Pacers beat the Hornets in Charlotte. Hawks at Celtics. Oh, remember that 2008 first round playoff series that went to 7 games before the Celtics won the title? Yeah, this will be nothing like that. Celtics win. Lakers at Nets. Can you say D'Angelo Russell revenge game? Oh, watch him put up like 25 shots in 15 minutes, D'Angelo. He's definitely going to do it. You know he's going to do it. Give him hell, Jello. I love it. Deloading, man. Deloading. He's going to load up on the fucking Lakers, I'll tell you that much. And this is the old Brook Lopez return to Brooklyn. Aww, that guy needs to get fucking bought out ASAP after the trade deadline. Poor bugger. He just looks so sad. He's like, oh, there's no good
comic shops in LA.
Poor fucking Brook. But this is a tasty one, isn't it? Lakers and Nets. Shit. Nets beat the Sixers the other night that we were at. Lakers, they're not very good, but I think the Lakers will win. There's going to be like 85% Lakers fans at this game too. But D'Angelo Russell, that's going to be fun as hell. So keep an eye on that one. Lakers win. Blazers at Raps. Oh, 2 northern houses like the fucking Umbers and the Boltons going at it, isn't it? But I think the Blazers, they are smokingly hot at the moment, the old Blazers as well. So I think I'll ride with that. They've won 4 straight. They've won something like, I think 10 out of their last 13 as well. So give me the Blazers. Yeah, Raps played last night. It'd be a tough one. Heat at Sixers. Oh, what's going to happen here? Do you think Ben Simmons, Big Simo, will smash all over fucking that snake, Goran Dragic? I reckon he fucking will. He'd be like, well, bang, who's an all-star now, motherfucker? Get him, Simo. Give me the Sixers. Man, fuck the Heat and fuck Goran Dragic. All-star my ass. Knicks at Bucks. Oh, it's a unicorn battle. Greek versus the Zinger. What do you reckon? Oh, I reckon he's an extreme Zinger meal. Give me the Bucks. The Knicks are, the New York Knickerbockers of New York City are a up and down shit show at the moment. You don't know what's going to happen, but I think Milwaukee will probably go all right. And Joe, oh, that was one thing we didn't mention in the game wrap. Joel Prunty lost his first game. Oh, that's a tough one, isn't it? After they fired J-Kid. Pelicans at Thunder. Shit. Oh, man. Thunder. They've flown home after that fucking heartbreaker last night. This is the first Mirotić game for the Pelicans. Should be interesting. I think the Pelicans might win. Yeah. I think the Thunder, they'll bounce back after a heartbreaker like that's a tough one. So give me the Pelicans as they try to figure out where Nico fits in. I mean, the Pelicans are pretty shit, but I think the Thunder are just going to be a disappointment. Jazz at Suns, Booker versus Donovan fucking Mitchell. Oh, that's a tasty matchup. Two of the best young fucking shooting guards in the league. And the old Jingler's going to be out there as well against the only man slower than him in the NBA, Jared Dudley. Oh, give me the Jazz in that. The Suns are a shit show. And speaking of shit shows, Warriors at Kings. Blah. I would, however, pay good money, good cash folding stuff, the walking round money, to see Draymond Green try to kick Z-Bo on the balls. Because you know who Draymond tries to kick in the balls? People who won't fucking end him. Come on, Draymond. Kick Z-Bo on the balls. See what happens. Warriors win that. No worries. Saturday, Bulls at Clippers. The new look Clips. Tobias Harris, Avery Bradley, Boban out there scaring all the villagers. Versus Chris Dunn and his new front teeth and Zach LaVine. This should be pretty fun, actually. Give me the Bulls. Yeah, I'll take the Bulls. Heat at Pistons. Oh, so we're talking about the Clippers. Now it's Blake's Pistons. Isn't that nice? It's a back-to-back for the Heat, so give me Blake. Give me Blake and his Pistons. Sixers at Pacers. Back-to-back for both these teams as well. Fucking hell. Because of Super Bowl Sunday, man, it's thrown it all into whack a bit. So we've got Victor Oladipo versus Big Simo. Should be good. Pacers will win that. I think they're at home, so they'll do it. Sixers, you know, they've only got to fly from Philly to Indy, but still. Wiz at Magic. Oh, it's a Harry Potter game. Oh, watch out. That's pretty good. What do you reckon? No! Yeah. All right, settle down. Jesus. You know, Wizards use Magic. Who's got the advantage? It's the Harry Potter Bowl. I love it. Wiz at Magic. Give me Magic beating the Wiz. I just think the Wiz are just a shit show, especially, I don't know. Magic are horrible, but they'll be at home. Wiz would be a struggle town, I reckon. Rockets at Cavs. Oh, this is tasty. James Harden and CP3 versus LeBron and Wade. That is an awesome primetime Saturday night matchup, and it's tasty. Give me the Cavs. I think the Cavs. I think they need to go on a bit of a run, and I think they will. Just do it. Pelicans at Wolves. Oh, the poor Pelicans. Man, going to Minnesota after OKC the night before. Wolves win this one, no problems. See how Nico goes in that first game. See how he goes in the second. Interesting. Maybe they'll have Greg Monroe by now and then as well. Jazz at Spurs. Oh, it's Aussie. Oi, oi, fucking oi. Jingler versus Patty. Hook this to my fucking veins, mate. I love it. But give me the Spurs. I think they bounced back after that loss last night. It's just how it goes. Speaking of last night, Warriors at Nugs. Oh, Warriors on a back-to-back here. I think they might get snuck up on by the Nugs, who, you know, they'll be at home for a couple of days. They've relaxed by breathing the air in Denver. They beat the Thunder. There's a bit of belief. Yeah, I reckon the Nugs win that one. Sorry, Warriors. It's just how it goes. Steve Kerr, you know, was yelling at the Warriors the other day for not trying, and I think it might happen again. Mavs at Kangs. Yeah, nah. Don't need to fucking think about this. Give me the Mavs. They're both horrible. And Sunday, it's Super Bowl Sunday. Let's go, Pats. Bucks at Nets midday. Gonna go see Dally and Thunder. Let's go, Dally. Bucks win this, no problems. Blazers at Celtics. Dame versus Kyrie. That's tasty. Give me the Celtics, though. Blazers on a big road trip. Going to be a bit rough, I reckon, by that point. Celtics have been home for three, four games at that point. Three games. Nice. Celtics win. Hawks at Knicks. Gross. At least the
Supercharged Zinger Burger
gets the smash. That's not bad. Give me the Knicks. I think they'll win that. Grizz at Raptors. DeMar and Kyle versus the Grizz no-names and Coach Killer Mark Gasol over there. Yeah, Raps will smoke him at home in the T-Dot. Lakers at Thunder. Ooh, boy. Ooh, boy. What do you reckon about this one, Steven? Ooh. Oh, Lord. Watch Paul George crush it against his older hometown Lakers. Thunder beat the Lakers. And Hornets at Suns. Oh, it's the last game on the Sunday of Super Bowl. Yep. No one's going to be watching this. Like, eight people watch Hornets versus Suns. Gross. And so let's do it. It's Super Bowl Sunday. Let's get a Super Bowl prediction in there. What do you reckon? I mean, I don't even know. It's like, I'm fucking nervous as shit. I'm a Pats fan, have been a Pats fan for a fucking long ass time. Ooh, nervous about that Philly defense. Fletcher Cox, Timmy Jernigan, Michael Kendricks, Malcolm Jenkins and shit. I'm also hoping that Nick Foles remembers he's Nick Foles at some point. So, look, I can't go against my team. Pats, 24-21. I think that'll do it. Oh, Jesus. Nervous as fuck, though. But, you know, I'll just smash a bunch of tins and hope that we get number six. Let's go, Pats. Come on. All right. You know what? That's fucking it. What a fun fucking week of NBA Australia, man. We had Blake Griffin trades. We had Nikola Mirotic traded. We had LeBron joining the Warriors. We've got game-winning threes. It's just we were at a fucking net sixes game. NBA Australia just out here smashing day in, day out, mate. So that's it for today. We'll be back on Monday for more ridiculousness. In the meantime, follow us on Twitter and Facebook for all the stuff over the weekend. Subscribe on iTunes and Google Play. Go on. Give us a rating and review, would ya? Thanks to From Oslo for the intro and outro song. Go check out House Hats, the best band in Australia. Their new single, Stop, is out right now, and it's an absolute fucking corker. Go check it out. Extra special thanks to the legends of Green, 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 Iowa, Fascinator, and the Ramshackle Army for the tunes throughout the episode. Check them out on Bandcamp and Facey. They're rad. And stick around for a brand new Cooking with Bainesy. How good is that? And hopefully a million things will happen over this NBA weekend, and we'll be back on Monday to wrap it all up. So, have a great fucking weekend. Enjoy the Super Bowl. Don't get too sauced. You know I fucking will. In fact, fuck it. Everyone get shit-faced. NBA Australia, Super Bowl, go Pats. Catch us on Monday. Later, Hosen. Welcome to Cooking with Bainesy. Here's your star, Aaron Bangers Baines.
G'day. Welcome to Cooking with Bainesy. I'm your host, Aaron Bangers Baines. And in this here, first episode, we're going to do an old Aussie favourite and cook some bloody snags. Look, they don't call me bangers for nothing. So this is my famous tried and true blue Aussie recipe. What you need to do is get some snags. None of your fancy shit, doesn't need any flavours, doesn't need anything else. Just plain old snags from your butcher. $2.99 a kilo should be all right. Now get your Barbie lit. Wipe her down with some newspaper, grease her up, and just fucking bang them on there. Look at that. There you go. Now, chop up an onion and bang that on there as well. Not too fine, just rings will be all right. She'll be fine. Now, cook them all both until they're bloody blacker than the inside of a dog's guts. And then, what you need to do is just get your life of white bread over here, a bottle of tomato sauce, fucking bang a banger on there, cover him up with dead horse, and voila! The perfect Aussie snag. All right, how easy was that? Tune in next week for me spag bowl recipe. What do you reckon? It's on the next episode of Cooking with Bainesy.